5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join us this weekend for the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. Tune in as we broadcast full results live from the leaderboard this Saturday, July 24th from 2 to 5. That's the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, July 22nd to the 24th. Our rodeo broadcast is brought to you in part by Ashley Barrios, State Farm Agent, Golden Motors, Total Urgent Care, PCM, and Neil Small Engine.
Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number three, Marlon Favorite, 215. We'll be rest of the way. Phone calls, huh, Jordan? Rest of the way, we can do that. So looking forward to that. And in the meantime, let's kind of kick off the hour on hold and standing by, you two,
it's
Joe.
Friday.
Are you excited, UT Joe? Are you excited, sir?
Yes, I am. Now, listen, real quick. Mm-hmm. Understand this. Checking with ESPN, apparently everything is going to be copacetic with LHN, so it's not going to be a problem.
I know you were really worried about the Longhorn Network yesterday. you were really worried about that.
I thought that was going to be a hanging point there. I didn't think the SEC was going to go for it. Mm-hmm. And I knew the LSU, and look, I knew Texas wasn't going to let go of it, right? I mean, you saw what happened to Colorado and Mizzou, they left because of the LHN. Nebraska left because of the LHN. They wanted their own gig, and they couldn't get it, and they were upset about that. So, real quick, write this name down. Are you there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening.
I got okay. The sticky note.
Paul Robinson, that's his name. His pen name is Scipio Tech. He works for Inside Texas.
Okay.
Call this guy. Get him on your show. He will answer all of your questions. Since I'm not the official Sherpa, I'm his assistant in hand. You call this guy, he'll tell you everything you want to know about the Big 12 in Texas and how this all came to be.
Okay. Scipio Tech?
Are you ready for this? Huh?
Scipio Tech?
Yeah.
Jordan, Scipio get on Tech.
Now, real quick, guess what kicked this whole thing off?
What did?
It wasn't NIL. Okay, this happened 6 months ago. Oklahoma wanted to play Nebraska, and Nebraska bailed out. Oklahoma went to Fox, okay, and said, dude, do not cancel this game. We need this game. And Fox didn't step in and say, we can't do anything about it. Nebraska wants out, and we're not going to uphold it, and we're not going to force the issue. Well, Oklahoma was so pissed. A week later, they called Texas and said, we got to do something. And they said, what are you talking about? And he explained the whole thing to him, and he said, well, welcome to the party. This has been happening all for the past 5 years. And so they went ahead and had this conversation. And can you believe it? I don't know. You probably heard this. They had this conversation with the SEC officials and did not tell A&M about it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I've seen the reports of today that this has been in the work for some time.
Yes, they're furious. They said they had first right of refusal. If any other team from the state of Texas is coming into the SEC, and they did not bother to tell A&M.
Yeah. At the end of the day, remember, Texas A&M was asked to come in there as well. So there he is.
Oh,
UT Joe.
My goodness.
There he is. He's going to be in the SEC, UT Joe.
We're going to be hearing a lot from UT Joe now.
Yeah. What?
Now, let me tell you what you're going to be looking at here. I saw it on a T-shirt, and I've already bought mine for $19.99.
Okay.
It says, we are Texas on the front. It's got the little hook 'em horn. Mm-hmm. And on the back, it says, y'all are the SEC, and it's got a big old L sign on there for you. So enjoy that.
Yep.
You will be loving this.
Yep.
But let me guarantee you this. Every freaking stadium in the SEC will now be sold out.
Oh, well, now we'll be sold out.
There we got Texas.
UT Joe, thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. I love it. Now it's going to happen. Now there will finally be butts in seats over at Tiger Stadium. Jeff, thank you for giving us a call, sir. How are you today? Appreciate you giving us some time here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, I'll get right into it. From the moment this morning I heard that Michael Thomas is going to miss 5 games, a name popped into my head, and I haven't heard anybody else say it. I want to run it by you guys. What do you think about Larry Fitzgerald?
I saw that he's still available. Jordan is saying that it has been some talk out there about it, but whether or not that's a feasible thing is kind of my – I thought he was retired, huh? I mean
– I never heard the phrase retired. I kept hearing he's a free agent. And I mean, we all know Larry Fitzgerald's not Michael Thomas. Heck, Larry Fitzgerald is not even Larry Fitzgerald anymore. But what he is, he's been there, done that, seen it all. He's a big body with great hands. And all you really need from him is to be at the right place at the right time. Cause if you don't cover him, he's going to make you pay. And if you do cover him, he's probably leaving somebody else open to make a play. So that's why I thought it might be a good pickup.
I mean, look, if he doesn't think he needs to retire, I mean, yeah, I mean, I see it right now. Top remaining NFL free agents, Larry Fitzgerald, Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, DeeDee Westbrook, who apparently is working out with the Vikings right now, Isaiah Ford of the Dolphins. There's Dez Bryant. Every Saints fan wants him back. The Anthony Thomas are some of the ones as well. Look, obviously, that's, you know, what does he want? And what can he still provide for you? I'm with you at the very least. Can I not throw to him on a slant or something? I mean, and get him the cover. I mean, I didn't recall watching him, you know, last season, not thinking he couldn't at least do that for you.
Well, I personally compare him to what, if you remember a few years back when Pierre Garçon was with Washington, like, you know, he can get you 6 yards a catch pretty steadily. I mean, he won't light it up on the scoreboard. He probably won't see the end zone a whole lot, but he'll give you big chunks of yardage. And it's, like I said, he's not fast, but you don't need him to be fast. You just need him to be where he's supposed to be to catch the ball.
Reading on the Arizona website, over now, well, not website, one of the places that covers him, he's undecided. That's why we haven't heard anything from him. He's still undecided whether or not he wants to play this season is where he's at. So we'll see. I mean, he turns 38 at the end of August. And he's deciding it because he said he put up some underwhelming numbers last season, and he think it may be time to put the cleats away. So, I don't know. I mean,
how about this, Gus? How about this? Now, this is going to make Maddie angry, but since Taysom Hill's not a true quarterback anyway, you can line him up if there's a receiver. How about that?
Do I tell Jeff what Maddie texted us this morning?
Yeah, just tell him.
That the injury to Michael Thomas may be even more of a reason why you go with Taysom Hill.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm not – I don't want to use the word, but let's put it this way. It rhymes with cult, but I think Maddie needs to stay away from those people.
she is convinced Taysom Hill is your saint. It's your best option at quarterback for your New Orleans Saints. So everyone has an opinion. Yeah, that's all. Jeff, thank you for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
There he goes. 800-998-1003. A couple of questions of the day. Obviously, what would you say? Jeff to Willie Green. We're going to hopefully talk to him on Tuesday. We'll definitely hear from him in his introductory press conference and say, Justin, for him, mine's easy. I don't ever want to hear the phrase out of his mouth for whatever reason. I want to know why, and I just don't even want to hear that phrase because Monty Williams, Alvin Gentry, Stan Van Gundy have used that phrase to describe probably a game afterwards where the Pelicans didn't perform very well and did things that made you want to pull your hair out. So that's my suggestion. We'd love to hear yours as well, plus also the Michael Thomas thing. Does it change your outlook? D, thank you for giving us a call on the Sports Hangover. How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen, I want to talk to Saints, but I will mention I do like Willie Green, but unfortunately Griffin is running the show, and it can't work like that. I mean, he's improved that 3 years in a row now. And the only reason he won with LeBron is because he really couldn't overpower LeBron. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm seeing. But anyway, as far as the Saints, I mean, guys, you know, we keep talking playoffs, and man, our top two receivers aren't going to be in the fold.
Yeah,
you know, our possibly top two cornerbacks aren't going to be in the fold. You know, we're missing a linebacker. Hopefully, he comes back. Mm-hmm. He's not there. You're missing your sixth offensive lineman that played extensively last year.
Keep
That's
going
to hurt.
Keep going.
You're running back the running backs for the third year in a row. I mean, that usually doesn't go good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, our all world punter is in retirement. I mean, we keep talking.
That's a great point. I finally starting to hear some people that you forget that. Now, I understand Morrison didn't have a Morrison year, but you had a kicker that struggled last year as a place kicker. And you have a new punter this year. I mean, that's what, it's why I keep saying I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I keep saying they're a potential playoff team, but I don't know how in the world people are so convinced they are a playoff team. You just went through a handful of holes on Yamada. I mean, the right defensive end, you know, was Cam Jordan on the tail end? Was last year just an abnormality? I mean, Troutman is a first year starting tight end.
Your best pass rusher is playing for somebody else right now. Okay? I mean, that hurts right there. Half your defensive line is gone, and then your best defensive lineman is out for 6 games. Sean Payton has proven in the past 15 years, if you don't start out the gate good, it ain't good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these first 3 or 4 games are so crucial. It ain't even funny. And forget talking Tampa Bay or anybody else's division. I mean, this team here really has lost a lot. And I mean a lot. So I think they're in trouble, if you ask me. Yeah. I just don't think they have the guns, and they didn't replace. If you look at this draft, they may have replaced some depth, but they didn't go get anybody to replace the people you lost. And in free agency, you tell me who's out there that you can go get and just plug in and say, yeah, that's the guy. Usually at this time, you get free agents just to plug a Band-Aid. Right now, man, we've been sliced up like Freddy Krueger. So I mean, I don't see. I just don't see where this team is going to be. And again, Sean Payton did not do a lot of practices. He's waiting until training camp. We don't have the same people. I believe you me, this sounds like a rebuilding year to me, and the Saints don't rebuild.
I hear you. Yeah, no. Look, I'm not disagreeing with a lot of things you're saying, sir.
I mean, I'm worried because we have missing a lot of people. And again, Sean Payton has proven many times already. You go 3-1, man, we're going to the playoffs. We're most probably winning the division. Mm-hmm. You go 1-3, man, y'all might as well pick another team for the playoffs. And that's just proven history on the Saints' part. I'll let y'all talk about it, guys, but not looking good. Go Saints.
There he is. D. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate the time there. Also, I do want to pop up something that just popped up in the reset. I'll get to that here in a quick sec when we come back. Marlon Favorite next. We'll talk about the SEC media providing their list. Where is LSU in terms of predicted to finish in the SEC West? We'll touch on that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
One injury that is sure to interrupt participation in athletic activity is injury to the anterior cruciate ligament. This is commonly known as an ACL tear. The ACL is considered the athletic ligament of the knee. It functions to resist anterior tibial translation and rotational loads.
Both contact and non-contact ACL injuries occur, although non-contact tears and ruptures are most common. A cut and plant movement is the typical mechanism that causes an ACL tear, that being a sudden change in direction or speed with the foot firmly planted. Rapid deceleration moments, including those that involve planting the affected leg to cut and change direction, have also been linked to ACL injuries, as well as landing from a jump, pivoting, twisting, and direct impact to the front of the tibia.
Female athletes are more susceptible to ACL injuries due to biomechanical factors, so coaches of female athletes especially should incorporate ACL prevention exercises into workout routines. Prevention programs should be started in the off season, well before the playing season begins.
Always warm up before playing. It is important to get blood circulating to the muscles before starting a game or practice.
Being flexible enough to move freely can help you maintain ideal form. Include stretches for your thighs, calves, and hips, and pay particular attention to any areas that are especially tight.
Develop body awareness through strengthening the hips, core, and thighs. A variety of squats and lunges are a couple of exercises that can build strength. Using proper technique is crucial.
Develop body awareness through balance. Many injuries occur when an athlete is off balance. Like anything, balance gets better with practice. Begin with sturdy surfaces and advance to uneven footing.
Run to a line or cone. Plant your outside foot without letting your knee collapse inward to change direction. Move in patterns that take you front to back, side to side, and diagonally. Start by running slowly so you can concentrate on good position.
Always jump, land, stop, and move with your knees directly over your feet. Begin by jumping straight upward several times. Spring up, then land with your feet and knees pointing straight ahead. Careful not to let your knees buckle inwards. Let your knees bend softly each time you land. Practice proper landing technique until it becomes second nature. Keep your knees bent, your chest high, your glutes back, and land softly.
Remember, quality workouts are the key to keeping you safely in the game. Adequate sleep, rest days, and alternating hard workouts with easier workouts are all important strategies to help reduce your risk of injury and make you a strong, powerful athlete.
If you have questions about injury prevention strategies, please contact us at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional at 985-493-4502, 493-4502, or www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
At Big Fave 504, Marlon Favorite. Having Matty Hudak on the Inside the Trenches podcast. You can give a follow there anywhere you listen to podcasts as well. Sir, as always, appreciate your time here. How are you?
Man, all is good, Goose. Thank you for having me on this beautiful Friday.
Indeed. So I want to ask you, one of the things, obviously, we'll get into the SEC media days and everything, but Marlon, Michael Thomas being injured is big news. I'm getting just as much reaction, though, when people text me even during that break just now. A buddy of mine, why did he wait until June? Take us behind the scenes here, man, because you are actually an athlete. You won a national championship, and you try to get into the NFL and get in there. take us behind the scenes of a real world. How do you actually heal from an injury? So you get injured during the season. You're probably going to maintain it because you're never going to heal until the end, right? Let's start there. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we'll start with the injury. Sometimes guys will let those injuries linger through the season. Just so right when the season's over, they get the they'll get the surgery, and then hopefully get back for training camp. Depending on how serious the injury is, in the case of Michael Thomas, it's an ankle. So that has to happen first,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then, and of course, the doctors have to evaluate. After the doctor's evaluation, the player has to tell you how he feels. So, to your point, Gus, it is a process when a player goes through some injuries.
So I guess the reason I'm asking you to try to give me some enlightenment on this is this aspect of it. Ian Rappaport says this indeed stems from the September injury. Now, you know, ankle injuries, the dreaded high ankle sprain. High ankle sprain, it has ankle in it. But Marlon, as you know, that's a ligament injury. And that is exactly what he had the surgery on, ligaments, among other things. But that's the thing where it's not going to heal until later. So if I'm a fan, I'm going, well, why didn't you have it in January? Can you, like other injuries, we know MCLs, things like that, you can heal naturally. Do you think that's what maybe he was trying to do, was to try to stay off of it from January on to see how that ankle would go?
Yeah, that's a possibility. He probably tried to just let it heal naturally, as opposed to trying to rush the process of getting back for that injury, because you want to do it right. And then you have to take into consideration his position. He's a wide receiver, and they make a lot of cuts. Michael Thomas especially. He's a guy, they try to call my boy Slant Boy, you know what I'm talking about. He did a little fake it outside, take the slant across the middle, made a lot of catches like that in previous years. So, you know, you want to be full tilt before you get back out there. And I think he tried to take the natural way, staying off your feet, rehabbing it. But probably, I don't know, somewhere in the spring, he decided, like, man, I'm going to need this surgery. And then take a realistic look at the time frame and, like, hey, let's do it now. So we don't put ourselves in a position where, you know, we miss most of the season. So I think that's – was it a missed timing of it? Possibly, but – I'm pretty sure that was a thought process as it was going on.
Marlon, this time next week, sir, we'll be talking about practice number 2 in the books. Obviously, we're going to try to analyze and do trends and all that other stuff. Man, look, you and I have brought this up. It's going to take some time. I've told you I'm waiting for the Buffalo game. I'll get a better idea what this football team will be like. You're literally not going to have some players play because of suspension on Yamada, possibly Lattimore. Who steps up at receiver? Who's your quarterback? All of this. So many things. But in the meantime, you got to get ready for a game. It's 2 weeks, man. It's like 10, 12 practices. It's not a lot of time before you get onto the field in the preseason game, is it?
Not at all. It's going to, before you know it, the first week of training camp is reacclimating your body. Yeah, you did some conditioning over the summer, but we have these pads on. It's 100 degrees. You're getting your body in shape. For rookies, they're getting a little more in-depth into the playbook, starting to get a feel for, you know, the actual temperament of the team. And then week two, game week, you're learning plays. Coaches are doing more installs, and your body feels a little more rejuvenated because you're still hot now. You're still sweating. You're feeling it. You're tired when you get back to that dormitory or wherever we're staying at, but you're in one of those positions to where you have your legs under you a little more. And then before you know it, the football season is here. They've already cut some of the preseason, you know, to add a game on. So it's one of those situations where before you know it, your blanket eye is there. So you would have hoped that most guys took that time in the off season to really, you know, if you're a veteran, work on those little things you need to improve in your game. And, of course, if you're a new player, just making sure, most importantly, Gus, that you're in tip-top shape as you adjust to the speed of the professional game.
That's where I was going to go into next. Jordan got some exclusive images earlier this morning when I was cleaning out my car of what the humidity and heat is like. Oh, yes. I was drenched. I did the grass yesterday. Marlon, I mean, I'm just –
It was hot.
You say being ready in shape. That first practice, man, like especially the place like here, Miami, where that humidity, dude, just, I mean, the heat index was 105 yesterday. It's just, that just, it hits you, huh?
It was too real. Yesterday, it really felt like the dude cut the heater on a little more. It was hot. I felt that we had two classes yesterday with conference sports, and all of my students and their parents think I'm crazy because I still stick to what I did as a player. I wear my long sleeves, sometimes hoodies, to practice just to get that thick drenching sweat. It's a challenge for you, Jordan. I want to see if you can do that. Could you go out in 100-degree weather and
probably
get a nice hot dog with a jacket on?
I would give you 110%. But I'd probably die within, like, the first 2
minutes. Yeah, I don't get it either. I've always thought maybe you want to do it to keep the sun off of you, not be sunburned. I'd rather apply and lather sunblock and go in sleeveless. I mean, no way.
I'm telling y'all, missing out on a
No, I'm not missing out. I'm missing out at all. I'm good.
What y'all thinking is it's hot. The long sleeve is making me hotter. No, it actually cools you off because all that
shot.
Sweat. Telling you, always like it's a cooler.
All right, okay. Well, I will trust you because you've actually won a national championship. So I will trust you on that. It makes sense. I understand the theory. If you're sopping wet, it is like you have something wet on you. Let's talk LSU because you're part of the LSU Sports Radio Network as well, sir. SEC Media Days has come and gone. I got to ask you the biggest news. Texas, Oklahoma, the news this morning is they will officially inform the Big 12 next week that they intend to leave. And then the following week, we'll officially apply for membership into the SEC. What do you think of that?
I like it. I really like it. It's something for me. I think it. Texas is ready for that. Oklahoma is ready for that. It's the neighboring state thing, right? You're right next to Louisiana. So LSU is right there. And, you know, you're kind of wanting to squeeze into the SEC. I do think that is a much better deal than when we added Texas A&M and Mizzou. I think those two teams, of course, will compete more because, hey, you know, Texas, that showdown we had back in 2019, and, of course, Oklahoma later on that year beating them. So I think I like it. I really like it. Bring more. It really, now, what that does, Gus, teams like Kentucky's been competing a lot lately, but if you look at growing, you know, teams that's trying to bounce back, like South Carolina, Tennessee, Mizzou, well, they did beat us last year. I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, those are teams that's going to really have to either A, step up the recruiting, or B, step up the recruiting, because it's going to be a challenge just to be able to compete against not only Alabama and LSU, but now Texas and Oklahoma to get kids to come there. So I like it. I really like the move. Not bad. I just sent y'all a video, too. Well, I sent it to you, Gus, of me working out in a long sleeve. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, there it is. There it is. This is Marlon. Oh, you got some music to it behind you, too. Look at you. Oh, there it is. There's Marlon. Oh, there it is. Hey, looking good. Yeah. See, I'd have passed out by now. working on them hands, slapping here, slapping there. Marlon, one thing I do want to ask you, though, is about what people have expectation level-wise. And look, I'll say this, as far as the Texas-Oklahoma thing goes, if you don't think they already had a rivalry and a dislike for one another, when Texas A&M hosts Texas that first time in College Station, oh, my gosh, that is must-see TV, right? I'm looking forward to that. But look, I'm with you. I think it's fun. And for somebody who likes competition or loves the bigger, you know, great, bring it in. So, but that said, SEC Media Days, at the end of it, the media, good old media, which you're now part of, Marlon, they come up with the predictions. They give out, you know, the preseason first team, second teams, what have you. There's a Tiger or two on there. Jordan will give you that. But the SEC West prediction order of finish, Jordan.
Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU.
There we go again. It just, look, Texas A&M, y'all don't have Kellen Mond anymore, and it doesn't even matter anyway. You look at,
can you tell us
it all goes back to that game, y'all, that 76 to 74, and now they're trying to make this out of thing. Look, it's Alabama, LSU in the West. Everybody else just fall in. I mean, I would really put Texas A&M more with Ole Miss, you know, kind of like that third and fourth spot between those two, because, again, you have two coaches breaking their way into the SEC, Jimbo Fisher, and, of course, Coach Kiffin out in Ole Miss. That's more more like it as opposed to the other way. So, nah, I guess. I do think that they got that wrong. We too on that list, brother.
Marlon, you sounded like you were ready to just coach one more play. Like, please let me go one more play.
I was ready before y'all hit that beat drop. Man, boy, that's a chance to get. I don't care. If I hear that, I'm turning it wrong.
I love it. Okay, I got you. I got you. Let's see what else you have there. You have Ole Miss, Auburn, Arkansas, Mississippi yes. State picked to finish last. In the West. Over in the East, Jordan, who's picked to finish first?
Over in the East Division, Georgia, then Florida, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, and then Vanderbilt.
All right, well, buddy, beat me to it. I was going to play your song, Gorilla, sir, coming out of it. I promise next Monday I will have it ready for you.
Oh, it's all good, baby. Big dog, Gorilla. And y'all, and Born Thing Maddie, again, for coming on the show. Y'all did a great job. Y'all check it out inside the center, wherever the podcast episode 230, man. The old Maddie, who that? On that, baby. Oh, yeah, by the way, who's that? You know, that's the best time. Cowboy.
Yep. The Inside of the Trenches podcast, you got Maddie on this week. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again on Monday.
Thank you, Marlon.
All right. So, hey, y'all got to come on there too.
You know my number. Just call me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah,
just call my number. Jordan might be busy, but I'll never say no. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. RumbleOn.com will buy them all. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Free pickup anywhere. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
Friends, demand for unskilled workers is sky high, but who wants that life? There's demand for hundreds of thousands of IT and cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. My Computer Career is training people to meet it. Get skilled! Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Through July, grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Put it away, Jordan. Put it away.
No. I might bring the box
home. The box of goodies is for our show, the 2021 NBA Draft Show, live at Hooters on the West Bank.
How much I could sell
on Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m., 2781 Bell Chase Highway. We're going to enjoy some wings. Ty Graffinini will lead the way. I'll be sitting next to him. Occasionally, we'll let you talk as well. We'll see.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm there to have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have a good time. But there is, go ahead, hit the box of goodies so we can hear it. There it is. Box of goodies and gives away straight from the Pelicans, like it just came from the arena. So there you go. Christian Clark covers those Pelicans for the Advocate and the Picayune. Christian, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fully turning my attention to the draft now that the Pelicans have a head coach. It never ends, and, you know, it's fun. It's good being busy, I think.
Yeah, we talked throughout this postseason, obviously, Christian, about how we viewed it, how you would view it, say, through Pelicans, you know, colored glasses and things of that nature. When you look at it in its conclusion, Man, I've said this, and I said it the day after. I don't know how you don't root for Giannis. I don't know how you don't root for him the day after, ordering a 50-piece, Bucks in six, just seeing photos of the trophy in bed with his daughter. You know, just all those different things and kind of feel good. And then, Christian, to know that he and Middleton, 8 years in the making, two guys that stuck together for 8 years. Are there lessons New Orleans can learn from this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm just speaking strictly from a fan of basketball in the NBA. I mean, to me, this was one of the more enjoyable finals and outcomes that I can remember in the past 10 years. I mean, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, Milwaukee faced, like, real adversity so many different times. Like, there were, you know, a couple of moments there where it seemed like, you know, if they got eliminated, Mike Budenholzer, his job was in status. Yeah. I mean, this really could have gone a different way. And I mean, Giannis, it's impossible not to root for him. I mean, you know, there's like just a joy, a zest for life and really self-awareness, you know, just about his journey. Like he's pretty open about like he was a kid, like just selling trinkets in the streets of Greece. And now, you know, he's like the best basketball player in the world. One of the, you know, two best basketball players in the world. It's pretty amazing.
Christian, so now it's finally official that Willie Green is the Pelicans' next head coach. Let's look forward to next week and the NBA draft. Does the hiring of Willie Green change anything of what player you select at that 10 slot, or do you move up or do you move back, per se? What's your take on the Willie Green hiring and how that impacts what the Pelicans do at 10?
I don't think it has that much impact. I mean, I just, you know, no matter whoever was hired, I just didn't expect them to have a lot of say, you know, in terms of personnel. You know, I've kind of been operating under the belief for, you know, I guess months now that this pick is likely, more than likely to be moved than for them to make the pick. I mean, I could see it going either way, but I continue to believe that they're going to look pretty hard at moving this pick to, you know, get more proven talent on this team. I mean, I just think there is real urgency, you know, up within the organization to make real strides this upcoming year after 13th and 11th place finishes in the Western Conference. I think everybody just knows, like, hey, we got to show something this next year.
It's interesting because you look at realistic expectations and what will be a step forward, and I know it's just – it's almost like the vogue thing, Christian, to say, you know, we gotta make Zion a contender. I watched this postseason. They're not that close. And Zion said that now. He said that, right? And the day after the season ended, that we're not close, and he knows it's still a process to do that. But I think I understand what everyone is saying. We need to at least see that we're heading in the right direction. We have an identity. We kind of know where we are. Something to give you excited about next year. The play-in tournament is still going to come back. Enough, Christian, that this team makes the play-in, or do they have to be seven and above in your mind?
Yeah, I think that's a very difficult thing to predict because, I mean, I think, you know, part of the problem this year, like obviously where they finished in the standings was extremely disappointing, but I think it was more so like just a feeling of where things were headed. I mean, I think, you know, it's probably pretty clear that Stan Van Gundy was not the right fit for this group. So I think, you know, that contributed to it. I mean, he's, you know, I think he's had success prior to New Orleans, but he's not very fun to play for. Like, he's just extremely demanding. And I think that combined with COVID, you know, contributed to a feeling of everybody feeling like, oof, man, that was not an enjoyable year. Not only did we not win, but it was just not fun at all. So, I mean, I think, you know, part of it is just going to be on feel. I mean, obviously, you know, where you finish in the standings and winning is the most important component. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, we're sitting here a year from now saying, like, yeah, Willie Green, that was the right move. They got it right.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy was a major whiff, but they corrected course.
Yeah, and we'll see how that sort of happens. Obviously, after the draft comes free agency. How big a correlation do you think that sort of is? In other words, like you're saying, how you use that draft, do you think you already know what you're doing in free agency, the kind of guys you're going? I know there was reports earlier in the week about Kyle Lowry, and today it's Kyle Lowry wants to go to L.A. Everybody wants to go to L.A., and you're not getting them. And I know fans want Damian Lillard. He wants to go to L.A. You're not getting him either. So what targets in free agency you think, I guess what I'm asking is, are there different targets in free agency than you would target in the draft?
I think it's going to be, you know, pretty hard for this team to do anything, you know, like real sexy in free agency. Obviously I think it would be incredible to get a, you know, that would be a trade, but a trade for Damian Lillard or sign Kyle Lowry in free agency. I just see it as pretty improbable. I mean, the Pelicans are still, you know, just pretty far away. I mean, you know, part of the reason Chris Paul wanted to go to Phoenix last year was because they had that momentum of going 8-0 inside the bubble. Like, there was at least, you know, a feeling that, like, hey, if I join this team, like, you know, we can be a contender and a top-four team in the West. And I don't know if there is that feeling about the Pelicans, you know, based on the last 2 years ago. And so they have some work as an organization to get themselves into a position to get, you know, those really good guys, whether it is trade or free agency. But I mean, I still think with like tweaks on the margins, like just getting some more outside shooting, and internal development, like this absolutely can be, you know, a much better team this upcoming year than last year, even if they don't get like the Damian Lillards or the Kyle Lowrys of the world.
The Jump right now has on their screen Trailblazers reportedly turning down offers of draft picks for CJ McCollum. So they're not even entertaining draft picks for C.J. McCollum, so that kind of gives you an idea of where they are, if they're feeling about that. Vaya con Dios, we're trying to get Damian Lillard. I'm just saying, go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, no, Christian, to your point, like, if free agency isn't where the Pelicans are going to get it done this offseason, are you going to see them probably use some of those draft picks that they acquired from the Bucks and Los Angeles in order to do some other things, like maybe trade some players on, not necessarily do something in the draft, but just outside of the draft in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably, you know, the most likely way that this roster gets upgraded is just with that draft capital. I mean, they have 11 first-round picks in the next 7 years. You know, that's just a lot. I think it's, you know, more than anybody besides Oklahoma City in the next 7 years. So, I mean, to me, that's probably, you know, the easiest way to upgrade this roster. I just think there is urgency. Like, you know, like I said, like there's an understanding that, hey, a jump needs to happen in year three. So I expect them to be pretty aggressive.
I think when we finally, I guess, get to hear from Coach Willie Green and then just kind of see what kind of imprint he's going to have on this team here as well, it'll be interesting to see if the roster sort of fills out the rest of the way to what their identity is going to be. I'm just assuming based on him and what, you know, what I've seen him do or be a part of with Golden State and be a part of with Phoenix. Do you think this is, and again, it's something that Coach Van Gundy tried to do, but a team that hustles, a team with energy, a team that will bring it on the defensive end equally as well as on the offensive end?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, like, there just isn't that much known about, like, Willie Green and what are his hard beliefs in terms of tactics. You know, obviously, Willie Green has said in the past that he believes that, you know, relationships are the most important part of coaching, not that X's and O's are important, but I think that's, like, if you had to, like, distill his coaching philosophy down to a couple sentences, that's probably what it is. So I think, honestly, there's still a lot to learn about, like, what are Willie Green's hardcore beliefs about X's and O's and this and that. I mean, I know if Phoenix last year, he played a pretty important role in their defense, which was pretty good. I mean, I know he's talked about in the past the importance of, you know, generating threes out of driving kicks, like drive the ball into the paint, kick it out, and that's a really good type of shot. But, I mean, yeah, I think a lot of it's still to be determined, to be honest, because he's such a young guy.
Christian, as always, man, I appreciate the time, sir. I would ask you to come on over and hang out with us, you know, for draft night over there, Hoosiers and West Bank. But I'm assuming you guys could be actually maybe do the draft, huh, over there with the Pelicans at the facility. I don't know yet. I haven't got the word either.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure Graf is going to be on 100, though, so I'm sorry I can't be over there.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll make some room. We got some chairs, you know. If you can't be at the facility, you need somewhere to watch the draft, you're more than welcome. We'll make some room for you.
Enjoy some wings.
Yeah.
Maybe a, you know, a glass of beer.
It'll be real easy. Jordan, get up.
And then, okay, come on. I can get with that.
Yeah, and then Christian just sits down in your seat. That's how.
I'll go drink.
That's fine. Christian's going to sit
next to
him.
As long as the drinks keep coming.
On that note, before he gets in trouble, thank you, Christian, for your time this afternoon, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
Christian
so
Clark.
Are we going to get into this box?
Well, not yet. We got General D on the phone. Do you want to take the break and then General D?
Yeah, take the break.
All right.
Give him a,
well,
give
I
him
hear him
minutes.
Already on the phone. General D, what you got for us?
Hey, guys. Now, I just want to give you a little update. I'm not in full preparation for the draft yet, but I'll be at the beach. I leave on Sunday.
There we go.
So I won't be having a pool with any work, so I'm going to be diving into my draft prep. But, you know, I'm pretty excited about this because if they do move the pick, hopefully we get a player in return. And if not, there's a couple of candidates out there that I think we need to go after. But one of the things that in watching the Milwaukee Bucks play, a guy like Bobby Portis is a target, I think. And if we have to go overpay a little bit to get him, I think if you're able to move our bigs, our big contracts, so to speak, with Adams and Bledsoe, he'd be a great guy that's obviously a big guy but can run the floor. And really dependent upon what style of play that Willie Green wants to go after is going to be, I think, contingent upon the guy you bring in. But there's a lot of versatile guys in this draft, maybe not the upper echelon. I know you're in love with Suggs, and I do like Suggs as well. But where we're at 10, maybe even moving back might be the answer there. And
really?
A couple of guys. Josh Giddey, if you move back and you're able to get acquire a player in doing so.
The member of the Australian national team is getting a lot of play. A lot of people, yeah, George, I'm telling you, a lot of people love them some Giddey.
Yeah, I do like his game. Jalen Johnson's another guy to keep an eye on. He was an underachiever a little bit, but he's got a lot of upside. And then the guy Booknight, but I think Booknight might be in that top 10 spot. But I'm seeing drafts all over the board. But I think if you were able to move back and get a mid-level guy, because I think you're going to be losing Josh Hart and some of the other basic core players, and if you're able to get a guy that can come in and fill it up. Now, obviously, if you stay at 10, a guy like Chris from Gonzaga is a guy that I think we can target. But whatever it's going to be, there's got to be a complete overhaul of this roster. And I think the only untouchables as of right now, unless you're going to get a Lillard, but I don't think that's happening as all the reports, is B.I. and Zion. So other than that, man, it's going to be interesting to see how this roster shapes up. But like I said, I'm going to really be interested to hear you guys on Thursday. I will definitely be calling in. I'm pretty pumped about what's going to happen because I know that this is going to be the change that's needed for the franchise. And, you know, I think right now there's a lot of optimism. And like, we can go back to one of the main things in this team needs is some leadership. Hopefully Green brings that in. But really what you got to have is you got to have guys that are going to buy in and are going to sacrifice.
Bingo.
That was one of the biggest things about this championship you talked about is guys that sacrifice.
Yep.
So let's go, Pels. And I'll be drinking hand, listening to you boys next week. And I'm excited to hear what develops with the Pelicans on the outlook. So,
sounds good. I just wouldn't be expecting a lot of Jordan on the air that night.
Why not?
Jordan, get over here. Leave her alone. Gus,
what are you talking about?
Jordan Kleber, buddy. This is the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. But I would walk 500
miles and I would walk 500 more. Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers.
Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
It's Mike to tell you, for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeaux.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation presents the 15th annual Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, happening every Friday and Saturday beginning July 9th through the 31st. Louisiana's most beloved Cajun and Zydeco performers will take the stage at the George and Joyce Wynn Jazz and Heritage Center. Chubby Carrier, Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet, the Magnolia Sisters, Corey Ledee, Dwayne Dupsy, and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Sweet Cecilia, and many more. Admission is free to all concerts. Visit www.CajunZydecoFest.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Keep your grubby little hands.
I'm excited now.
Up in a box of goodies that's standing next to you. Let me pop the mic up. There it is.
It's a big box.
Yeah, we got some goodies.
So should I run down the goodies?
Sure, you can run down a couple of the goodies here as well.
All right. So, I mean, if you come out to Hooters next Thursday for draft night, we'll be there from 6 to 10. We got a, what's it called?
It's called a fanny pack.
A fanny pack, yeah. A nice Pelicans fanny pack.
They're red.
We have a few Pelicans t-shirts.
Yes.
Two very nice Pelicans blankets, you know, the ones that you snuggle up with.
You used to snuggle with, huh?
Yeah. It's like a a very fluffy one. It's
Please do not embarrass us and offer to demonstrate said blanket with, say, a certain person that happens to work at the establishment.
What are you talking about?
I'm just making sure. I need to set some ground.
We got a few basketballs, and if we could get it done.
I'm going to try to do something special.
We're going to do something special.
And try to leave it just
and
you got to
earn this one.
Oh, that
this
one you,
prize.
That one will be earned.
You have to earn this one.
Yes.
You will be put through a lot of tests. And then finally, we have some bags.
Yeah, I like the little bags, the little shoulder bags.
If you throw your clothes in or your gym clothes in. And
let me tell you something. I have a couple of those, the red ones. One of them is the Jrue Holiday one, you know, that we've gotten a couple of nights before. Perfect for throwing your kids' toys in right on the way to grandpa and granddad's. Just throw that in. Beach towels. They're legit. I love those bags. You can just sling them over the back of your shoulder.
I used to get a lot of the Hornets ones back in the day, and those lasted me forever.
Yeah, that's good stuff. One of the things that we can get into always as well as next week will be, you know, I guess breakdowns. Look, Christian brought up an interesting point. You can kind of, I do feel like you can go in both directions. General D also feeling you can go down and still find that. Shamit Dua has mentioned you can go down and do that. He's also mentioned he's fine with trading the 10th pick for a veteran player. We've also discussed, and several people that cover the team have also mentioned, go ahead and move up using future picks.
How about a
to
new
move
one?
Up?
I just thought of one. What if you combine that 10th pick with a contract that's not too friendly to the New Orleans Pelicans, per se, Eric Bledsoe. Maybe you don't want to keep a Steven Adams.
No, that didn't take you too long, huh?
And you maybe package those two things together and you get something out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing things out there. There's a million different things that you can go into. Well, I think that would be very enticing
wait,
for a team
wait a minute,
to take on that
wait,
capital
wait,
if you're getting
you
a ten,
you just said?
Top 10 pick.
There's a million different things you can do. Of all the different things that you could do, the first thing you suggested they do was to trade Eric Bledsoe. I just want you to notice that.
If it's a bad contract, then you could be tagged.
By the way, Schmidt Dua found a video. There it is. This is Evan Mobley of the draft. Oh, spin baseline jumper away from who guesses guarding him. Steven Adams. Now he gets the basketball in the block. Spins to the baseline. Jumper is good. Huh? Steven Adams, Evan Mobley. Working out together. Would you like to see Mobley on this team?
Game one on you, Steve-O.
Huh? What? I need a big on this team. You don't like a big on this team? Depends on your guards. Look, you have what? That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Everything's on the table but Zion, like we've been saying. So there's
if that report that we read on Tuesday is Kyra Nall is what David Griffin would like to see as a starting backcourt. It's what I said last year. Is it open up to another big, a different type of big? The old stretch three, stretch big, stretch this, right? Be interesting. Hey, I do want to pass along this before we get to Matt Muscoden after further review, and I'm sure he will touch on it. But Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports tweeted that he's come across that, quote, I'm hearing Texas football will play Aggie football and OU football, this is their Twitter accounts, each season in the new SEC. Big boy pants, aisle five. Well, I mean, look, I look at it like this. How would you not expect that from this aspect of it, Jordan? Texas plays Oklahoma every year, as it is. There's that rivalry. You had the Red River. I mean, you have all that, right? I mean, it would make sense for them to still play each other, right? Yeah, that rivalry. And now, you renew that rivalry with Texas and Texas A&M. Look, I've said this. I say this every year.